Let's head to talk American sports, American baseball. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Thanks to our friends at Kings Hawaiian. I told you all about them already. Steve Garvey, former Dodger great, joining us. Steve Mapparalt, how are you?
Hey. Thanks for the opportunity to join you today.
Thank you for coming on. Let's start with Kings Hawaiian. I've told you before that my daughter is obsessed with Kings Hawaiian rolls.
That's right.
And my daughter this morning went to school with two Kings Hawaiian rolls. She was in love with them again. And I told her, I said, hey, I'm doing an interview today. And she said, okay, make sure you tell the man that we love Kings Hawaiian roll. Why do people love this stuff so much? Because my daughter's addicted to it.
Well, it's a great old Portuguese recipe, sweet rolls. And, yeah, it's time-honored. 60 years now, great Tyra family from Hawaii came over to Southern California, opened up a bakery, and the rest is history, you know, and it's a great American company, and who within the last year and a half have expanded their product line, and I had a chance to talk to the sales force 2 years ago and met the senior VP of marketing, Eric Dickens, and he said, do you want to have lunch? I'm thinking about getting into baseball, and I said, okay, let's talk. So we ended up creating the Kings Hawaiian Grill at Dodger Stadium last year over the big plaza and over the bullpen in left field, and it was just dynamite. And we had pulled pork and tri-tip and sliders with the great Kings Hawaiian rolls and barbecue wings, and I think we doubled or tripled the sales there at the grill. But uniquely, every home stand, I go out and I'll do what I call the Way We Were tour, and I'll talk to a former player for an hour or so, say a Lopes, a Russell, a John Stone, nice. And get 100, 150 people watching us and listening to us right there at the grill. And then last week I did Grilling with the Garv, and I have the chefs at Dodger Stadium and Chef Bert from Kings Hawaiian, and we talk about marinating different meats and how to grill their best. So Kings Hawaiian's now not only is known for its great, you know, holiday rolls and products, but we're capturing summer. So, you know, it's a small 30 franchise, you know, sport, Major League Baseball fraternity. And the Yankees heard about us, and now we're at Yankee Stadium. And I'm going to be there tonight at the Kings Hawaiian Grill behind home plate at Yankee Stadium. And Bucky Denner and I are going to be talking about the 70s and the great Yankee-Dodger rivalries. So we're going to have a ball. And more importantly, we're creating gourmet foods. I mean, the chef at Yankee Stadium, Chef Matt, their executive chef, has come up with some great recipes. And the Yankee fans are loving it.
Yeah, Bucky Bleeping Dent, as he was known in my household.
That's right.
growing
all
up.
Relative. No, I mean Reggie Jackson tonight. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, it's Reggie Jackson. Okay, well, yeah, there you go.
We won't mention the other guy.
he did enough damage to the Red Sox as well, so he's maybe not that much better than Bucky Dent.
Right.
What's crazy about Kings Hawaiian rolls is that you can eat them for every meal. Like it's literally breakfast, lunch or dinner, and I think people who haven't had them before, you can't really describe why they taste good for all three. At least I can't, but it's true. They really are great for all three meals, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we did a campaign with IHOP on Mondays that turned out to be just fabulous. And basically breakfast foods with our Kings Hawaiian rolls. And now we're in the Doghouse franchise,
nice.
30 of those around the country using our rolls and breads exclusively. So we're starting to branch out. But, you know, it's basically at a grocer near you. And,
yeah.
You know, the stadiums are a chance for us to showcase our new recipes and some of our new products. And, of course, the same thing with Doghouse and IHOP, et cetera. But when mom wants that consistent product that she knows the family loves and can use it at every meal, she goes to the grocer and picks up Kings Hawaiian. So it's
Absolutely.
Great to be associated with them. But we're doing a lot of fun things. We're going to be at the All-Star Game. We're working on an animated movie now. We've got a float
nice.
In the Macy's Parade. It's a creative company that, again, is just a great American company that loves their customers and wants to do the most for them.
Steve Garvey's our guest. Before I run out of time, I want to ask you about baseball and up
yeah,
the road.
Please.
Up the
please.
up the road a little bit.
Yeah.
The Angels are dealing with Shohei Ohtani and a pretty tough decision to make when it comes to him and Tommy John surgery. And do they let him hit and play through it this year, or do they shut him down and have Tommy John where he'll be gone for all of next season? It's not really any situation you want to be in, but do you think the Angels should allow Shohei to hit until the end of the year?
You know, that's a tough question right there, because you're either talking short term or long term. Are you think you have a chance to win this year, but and what if you don't? Now you've wasted the rest of the year and another 15 months on the back end if you're going to do a Tommy John so that he'll be able to pitch. I think he's young enough to have whatever needs to be done now. Mm-hmm. And don't be selfish about a young man's career. You know, right. Let the other guys, you know, play in his honor and his spirit and go out and win, and let him recuperate and come back and, God willing, be as strong as ever and be able to play both ways.
Since they got the news, the Angels have not played well. They got swept by the Mariners, and they're 6-4 over the last 10 games. Does it come when one of your star players gets hurt and you know he might be gone for the year and then maybe gone really long term? How deflating is that for a clubhouse?
Well, you know, sometimes, remember when Pujols was at his best in the Cardinals, if he went down, there was a vacuum there because you not only lost a quality player, but a leader. And Ohtani, in his own way, has been almost a spiritual leader of this team. The way he went from a struggling spring training to go out and all of a sudden captivate baseball by pitching and hitting. Look what happened to the Dodgers with Justin Turner. Mm-hmm. He's a week away from the season of at least breaking camp and going back to L.A., and he gets hit and he's out for 6-7 weeks. And look what kind of start they had. And you know, I've always said the last couple of years he's been the leader of that team, both on the field and off the field. So to lose him was a big void that wasn't filled. Now he's back. You know, it's going to take time because his wrist is weak. But as far as leadership, he's there, and that presence has made a difference.
Mr. Garvey, I got about a minute left. The Dodgers have won 8 of 10, 3 in a row. They've turned it around. They're over 500. They're now just a couple of games out of first place in the West. Is this a team we're going to be talking about a lot this summer into the fall?
Well, I'm not so sure they're going to duplicate last year because it was just a miraculous run for 3.5 months. But and you got to remember, Kershaw's there. They've got Ryu on the deck and Hill and all these guys. But the offense still puts the ball in play. They can hit some home runs. They play solid defense. And they still, that second line pitching of theirs is still good enough to allow them to put streaks together. The question is, they've had to go to their bullpen so much in this first, 40% of the season. Is it going to catch up with them come July and August? That's what we've got to look at. But they're going to be competitive right till the end. And just maybe the Giants are a little better, and you're seeing Arizona now, after a terrible 6-7 weeks, start to get momentum back again, and Goldschmidt's hitting, so Arizona's going to be there too.
Thanks to Kings of Wine for our conversation with Steve Garvey here on Pushing the Odds. Mr. Garvey, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
You too. That's Steve Garvey here. Thanks to Kings Hawaiian on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Our final hand hits you next. Tom Brady talks to Oprah. Get to that next. SB Nation Radio.